Hello, the Secretary of Ghanaian Culture, dictating an addendum to 0616-030 on Nader Zikra, date of birth 12/2/1946, date of procedure June 13, 2024. We left off at careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex, use obtained of the cardiac air resection from the stomach before gyroscope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position as a direct exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orifice, ileocecal valve, complements of Foltz period. Terminally was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex use obtained in the rectum period. Box of scores graded 7, 2-3-2. Good prep period. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications. Findings: at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. The proximal esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 2 cm esophageal nodule at 30 cm from the bite block. Biopsies were obtained bite on bite for further evaluation. Histology. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and two related H. pylori. Next line. There was approximately 8 mm cardia, gastrocardia polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was mild erythema noted in the duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Boston dot prep score was graded as 7, 2-3-2. Good prep. Next line. The terminal ileum, common last 5 cm, appeared on a remarkable. Next line. There was approximately 8 mm sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 8 mm ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 10 mm hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, and a hemoclick was deployed for good hemostasis. Next line. There were 2 splenic flexure sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 9 mm. That were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Comma 1 was not retrieved. Next line. There was approximately 8 mm sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive rectal sigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. There was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll send patient for endoscopic ultrasound for esophageal nodule, as well as treatment as necessary with Orlando Health CARE. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending patient's health status and discussion with PCP and GI. Next line. Follow-up in office if previously scheduled. Please go back to the upper endoscopy and after the findings of the 2 cm esophageal nodule portion, please write Z-line was regular at 39 cm from the bite block. Thank you.